in Marion, Chasing Fun on Small Plates, published by South Coast Almanac in July 2023. Sponsored by Supernet and Bineski, the premier estate planning and elder law practice serving clients throughout southeastern Massachusetts. The first thing you need to know, it's not Ella's wood-burning oven restaurant. If you love Ella's, don't worry. It's completely different, and that's completely okay. Wonderful, even. Mark and Bree Swierkowski opened Ella's in Wareham in 2008, and they soon built it into a can't-miss dining destination. They had a great staff in place and were looking for another challenge when the perfect space opened up in Marion. They leapt at the chance to create a new restaurant from scratch. Through the years, Mark had been paying attention to which chefs seemed to be having the most fun. What's their story? He'd ask himself. Most often, he found the story involved Latin American influences. A great meal at a Peruvian place in Aruba, while Mark and Bree were on vacation, cemented the idea that their new place would tackle a new continent. Mark is thrilled to have entirely different flavor profiles to work with. He says, "We're able to dig into a whole continent, plus a Japanese influence there. There's so many flavors, so many avenues." His excitement is reflected in the menu, which introduces people to flavors they may not have tried before, like annatto, ahi panca, and ahi amarillos. He says, "People hear peppers, and they think spicy. When I hear pepper, I hear flavor." Like Mark and Bree, the staff is enthusiastic about the food, including a new employee. When they were hiring, they found a familiar name in the pile of applicants, their son Al, who is in the culinary program at Upper Cape Tech. Like everyone else, he applied online and attached his resume. His mother, Bree, chuckled when she saw it come through. "Did you see who applied today?" she asked Mark. The excitement of new possibilities pervades the space. The long, communal high table in the middle lends itself to a convivial and friendly atmosphere. When you make reservations, you can note if you'd like the patio, the communal table, or a regular table. The small, shareable plates add to that feeling. Bright and cheerful, the bar features an orange octopus mural wrapping its tentacles around the wall. And you have to check out the fish pattern wallpaper in the first bathroom to the left. Everything is unexpected and fun, in the very best sense. Their signature seaside martini uses vodka distilled with Duxbury oyster shells, lending a briny character. And it's garnished with a pickled sea bean. Their popular fish tacos sit atop tortillas that were handmade that day. The multiple ceviche and crudo dishes are clean and refreshing, accompanied by bonus house-made sweet potato and purple potato chips. Every day features two buckshuck oysters from 2 to 4 p.m. It's all kind of thrilling and delicious. The bottom line, CAST is an entirely new approach to dining. The Swierkowskis have given the South Coast two wonderful and very different reasons to go out and eat. Visit them at 7 Cottage Street in Marion. We hope you've enjoyed this post, which is part of a series celebrating local food spots sponsored by Supernet and Bineski, the premier estate planning and elder law practice serving clients throughout southeastern Massachusetts. Supernet and Bineski can help you prepare the foundational documents needed to facilitate healthcare, financial and legal decisions should a medical crisis occur. Early planning can save money, heartache, and angst during a temporary bout of incapacity or a long-term care event. Getting your estate plan in order gives you peace of mind. Find out more about Supernet and Bineski at their website, myfamilyestateplanning.com. Thanks for listening. See you next month.